This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm here to pay my debt, and we continue to keep in our hearts and in our minds all those shuhada that Allah has chosen, that Allah has taken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the shahada, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the Muslimin over their enemies. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And cause us to witness the liberation of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the Holy Land, Baytul Maqdis, Ur Salim, Jerusalem, and Masjid Al-Aqsa. And grant us to make Salah in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and it is liberated and sanctified and consecrated. Bi-Ithni Allah Ta'ala, Al-Wahid Al-Dayyan. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to continue with our hadith, which is to be found in the Sahihain of Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim, the hadith of the seven types of people. This is where we really need to be focusing, is that what can we send forward, especially considering the difficult times that we are living in. We need to be busying ourselves with as many good deeds as we possibly can, especially those deeds that are going to save us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and afford us the forgiveness and the ultimate reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Badiru bil a'mal. فِتَنًا كَقِتْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Make haste in doing good deeds. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. And why dark night? For those of you who might have been driving, I don't know, somewhere between the Three Sisters and Beaufort West in the night. Not an advisable thing to do, by the way. But I'm just saying, go to a place where there are no electric lights. And especially if it is at the beginning of a lunar month when there is no moon, and you will experience a dark night. It will be so dark that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the abyss in the Holy Quran, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. In that abyss, which is 1,000 meters and below, if a person had to take out their hand and put it in front of them, they would hardly be able to see it. I experienced this in Somaliland. And only then did I understand what the Prophet was speaking about. Make haste in doing good deeds. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. That even at that time, there will be Muslims. May Allah not make us of those Muslims that are so ignorant of their deen. So ignorant of Allah, so ignorant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they won't be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood, between right and wrong, between good and bad, between lawful and prohibited. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes that what can happen to that Muslim. يُصْبِحَ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. They will wake up as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever. أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. He will lose say iman and say slap. Ma'ad Allah. Can you imagine that? And then at the end he says, يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. Wallahi, we can see it. We can see it amongst those munafiqeen and those khawana, those who have betrayed the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stabbed us in our backs, selling the deen for a small price of the dunya. In the other riwayah of the hadith, the Prophet gives us a glad tiding. He says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَحْيَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ, except the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. And that's what we are doing here. We are attaining knowledge. And that is at least once a week. We come to the masjid to attain knowledge, to get a reminder, and I'm reminding myself first before I'm reminding anybody else. And then we go and practice it in the hope that inshallah ta'ala, we might be saved from these trials and tribulations on the dunya, and we might be shielded from Allah's punishment on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So back to the hadith, sab'atun, seven types of people. يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. And then skipping the one that we're going to do today, just to speak about that which we've already spoken about. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْسِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. And then the one for today, which is actually number five, not number six. I said I owed you two, actually I owe you three. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. So far we've covered the just leader. We've covered the person that spends their youth in the path of Allah. We've covered the two Muslims that come together, brother to brother, sister to sister. Love each other for the sake of Allah, express that love for each other, and they part on that love. And indeed, they love for each other what they love for themselves. That's the fruit thereof. Allahu Akbar. And we also did the person that is invited to an act of promiscuity, of fornication and adultery. And they say, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهُ. They say, indeed, I fear Allah. And I seek the refuge and protection of Allah. And then the fifth person, or the fifth type of person, a person, تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, a person that gives a charity with such sincerity. So much so, تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. They hide that sadaqah to the degree that the left hand does not know that which the right hand has given. Now, this topic of sadaqah, Allahu Akbar. I can never do justice to it in, what's it now, 5 to 1? Okay, push it 20 past for the latest. I can't do justice to this topic in 25 minutes. So inshallah, just a loop. Let us just go to the core of what it means to give sadaqah. Now, before we say anything else, فَأَخْفَاهَا, you said, and they hide it. Does that mean you have to hide it? It's wajib, obligatory to hide your sadaqah? And if you don't hide it, then you are sinful? No, we know that many times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرَّ وَعَلَانِيَةً. Those that spend their wealth in the day and in the night, or in the night and in the day, in secret and in the open. So it is permissible to give one's wealth in the open, but it's better to give it in secret. Just in case. Like you say, okay, I'm going to give my wealth in the open, but don't give it in the open unless you are sure that you can maintain your sincerity. Because remember what Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, مَا عَلَّجْتُ شَيْئًا أَشَدُّ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي مِن نِيَّتِي لِأَنَّهَا تَتَقَلَّبُ. He said, never ever have I tried to heal something more difficult to heal within myself than the sincerity of my intention, because it's always fluctuating. So, it is permissible to spend in the open, as long as it is for the intention of encouraging others to spend. But if there's a fear that that sincerity is going to be eroded, is going to be negated by now instead showing off for that which we have spent, then rather don't do it in the open. That's why it's always better and safer to do it in, to do it in secret. I refer you to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 270. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نظرتم من نظر فإن الله يعلم وما للظالمين من أنصار. Whoever gives charity or vows to give a charity, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and the wrongdoers will have no helpers. إِن تُبُدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِي. If you give charity publicly, it's good. It's good to give charity publicly, but only for the intention of encouraging others. Like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, I think it was for Ghazwat Tabuk, that Sayyidina Uthman brought 1,000 camels. 1,000 camels to Medina in preparation for the Battle of Tabuk. And so all of the, I was going to say merchants, but that can have, it's ambiguous. All the businessmen of Medina, all the businessmen of Medina, they came out to meet Sayyidina Uthman. And they said, Ya Uthman, nu'tika li kulli dirhamin dirhamain. For every dirham that these 1,000 laden camels laden with goods, for every dirham that they are worth, we'll give you 2 dirhams. We'll give you double. So Sayyidina Uthman looked at them and said to them, لَقَدْ زَادَنِ غَيْرُكُمْ الدِّرْهَمَ بِعَشَرًا. Allah has half one, astaghfirullah. He said, لَقَدْ زَادَنِ غَيْرُكُمْ. He said, there are others besides you. Besides you, there are others that have given to me or that have promised me 10 times what these goods are worth. 10 times. A dirhama bi ashara. So they looked at each other and they said, Ya Uthman, laysa fil madinati tujjarun ghayruna. There are no other business people in Medina besides us. Faman alladhi ishtaraha minka. So who bought these goods from you? Sayyidina Uthman, he smiled and he said, لَقَدْ بِعْتُهَا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. I have sold them to Allah and His Messenger. Did he do that ri'aan? Did he do that showing off? لا والله. لا والله. He did that to encourage others to do the same. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised minimum when we spend, minimum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to times it by 10. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever does one good deed, whether it's sadaqah or any other good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will times it by 10. And that's why Sayyidina Ali and Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhuma wa ardaahuma, they'd fallen on hard times. They didn't have much money. And Fatima was sick. And Sayyidina Ali asked her, ماذا تشتهين يا فاطمة? What would you like? What do you desire? So I can make you feel better. Can make you feel happy. Sayyidina Ali is a wise man. Allahu Akbar. She says, أشتهي رمانة. I would like a granat apple. Is that right? In Afrikaans? A granat apple. A pomegranate. أشتهي رمانة, she said. She loved pomegranates. So Sayyidina Ali goes to the market. And he only had money. He only had enough money to buy one pomegranate. And so he bought the pomegranate. And while he's walking home, he sees a poor man in the street begging. And he can see he's poor. And so Sayyidina Ali, he looks at the pomegranate, obviously thinking about Fatima. But he sees that the need is greater here. And so, not only does he give the pomegranate to the poor man, he actually opens it up and feeds the man. And he gets back home, and I can imagine how he's thinking of the excuses. But he gets home, I mean, this is Fatima al-Zahra, Allah, Allah, radiallahu anha. And so he explains to her, and of course she accepts. And little after that, a little while after that, there's a knock at the door. And who's standing at the door? Sayyidina Salman, Salman al-Farisi. Salman minna al bayt. The Prophet said, Salman is... He's minna, he's of us, Ahlul Bayt, from the family. And that's why one of the meanings of Ahlul Nabi, the general meaning of Ahlul Nabi is kullu taqi. Every taqi, every person that lives in awe of Allah and is conscious and mindful of Allah is considered to be the family of a beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regards to specific ahkam, no, then it's more narrowed down and focused to Bani Hashim, and according to Imam Shafi, Bani Al-Muttalib. Bani Hashim and Bani Al-Muttalib. So Sayyidina Salman is standing in the door, and he's got like a tabak, one of those big plates. And there is a covering over the plate. And Sayyidina Salman says, I bring to you greetings from the Messenger of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this is for you. So he pulls back the covering and he sees there are only 9 pomegranates on the plate. Sayyidina Ali says, no. If this had been from Allah, there would have been 10 pomegranates on the plate. So Sayyidina Salman, he pulls the 10th one out from his sleeve and he says, Sadaqta ya Ali. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Indeed, you have spoken the truth, O Ali. Whoever brings one good deed, Allah multiplies it by 10. And this, what we need to understand, why is sadaqah called sadaqah? Why is sadaqah called sadaqah? Because it is a proof of believing in Allah. That's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورِ الصَّلَاةُ نُورِ, that salah is a light. I mean, what else could it be when you're speaking to Allah? And he said, a light. وَالصَّدَقَةُ burhan, and charity is a proof. وَالصَّبْرُ diya, and patience is illumination. That's why salah is a light, like the moon. Because it's reflecting the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're standing in prayer, speaking to Allah, connected to Allah, means sila. The word sila means connection. That's where the word salah comes from. Wa sadaqatu burhan, and sadaqah is a proof for your belief in Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that when you spend, yukhlifu, He will replace it. He will multiply it. He will reward it in this life and in the hereafter. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَال. The Prophet guarantees, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that charity will never ever decrease your wealth. Giving charity will never, it's impossible. It's like a sunnah of sunanillah. We spoke last week about قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ, the sunan of Allah, the order of Allah. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, what you do will be done unto you. مَنْ زَرَعَ حَصَدَ, you reap what you sow, etc., etc. This is a sunnah. This is something built in, pre-programmed into the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible to give charity sincerely for the sake of Allah and for it to diminish your wealth. Impossible. You know what does destroy wealth? Guess. Riba. Interest. Usury. Allah says it in the Quran with the strongest. You cannot find stronger words. You cannot find stronger words in the Quran than when Allah speaks about riba. Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ riba. Sorry, I didn't mean to burst your eardrums there, but that is how intense this word is. How destructive it is. Allah says, Yamhaq. Yamhaq Allahu riba. Allah annihilates riba. In other words, any transaction in which there is interest, Allah annihilates every drop of barakah. There's no barakah in it. And then what does he say? وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. But he multiplies charity. So you really want a good business? You want a business with a good turnover and a big profit? Give charity. Spend in the path of Allah. مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ. Sadaqah will never ever decrease a person's wealth. So going back to the verse, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 271, إِن تُبُدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ. Whoever gives charity in public, it's good. But just make sure that you can maintain the sincerity of that intention. نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, those who are patient and persevering and do good deeds. Many of the mufassirin, they say that what this means is that you first have to persevere in getting your intention right. You first have to persevere getting your niyyah rekh. Like they told me when I embraced Islam, I was like wondering, how am I going to fast? I embraced Islam 2 weeks before the puasa. Say khalifa me, mark your niyyah stick. You know, it didn't make sense to me then, but it makes sense to me now. You know, make an intention and hold on to it for dear life. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, as for those who are patient and persevering in being sincere, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do actions based on that sincere intention. Which is what? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been ordered. None of us have been commanded to do anything except that we do it مخلصين, sincerely, for the love and for the sake of Allah and for His sake alone. And then in the other verse, نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Excellent is the reward of those who do good deeds. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, those who are patient and persevering in maintaining their sincerity right throughout that good deed. And when it comes to charity, even after you've given the charity, you still have to maintain that sincerity. Because what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Don't render your acts of charity null and void with injury and reminders. Haji, but I helped you out last week. You're telling me you can't help me out today? You know, I gave to you when you didn't have. When you were hungry, I fed you. When you were naked, I clothed you. When you were out on the street, I gave you a roof over your head. Ma'azallah. All null and void. Zift, zilch, sifr. All of that charity down the drain. So when it comes to any good deed, but especially sadaqah, there has to be ikhlas, there has to be sincerity before we give. There has to be sincerity while we are giving. Mustn't change. Hey, this is an opportunity to show off. Ma'adallah. Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaq wa amalana min al-riya. Oh Allah, cleanse our hearts of hypocrisy and our actions from show. And then even after we have spent, we have to maintain that sincerity that we don't go and injure that person that we gave to and remind them of what we've done for them. إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. To give charity publicly is good, but to give it to the poor privately is better for you. And Allah will absolve you of your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allah will absolve you of your sins. الصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارِ. الصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ. Sadaqah will put out a sin, will erase a sin, will extinguish a sin, just like water extinguishes fire. Jamaatul Muslimin, if there's one thing we should be doing every day, or maybe you do it once a month, but you divide it up into 30 days, let's say. You know, however many days there are in the month. Maybe you're helping a poor person. And poor doesn't necessarily mean a person who's got nothing, can even be a miskeen. In fact, there are 8 categories. That's not the topic for today, the different categories of zakah. But there are 8 categories of the people who we can give our zakah to. And sadaqah is over and above that. But you can give to a faqir, a person who's got nothing, and you can even give to a miskeen, a person who is needy, a person who doesn't have enough to fulfill their needs. So let's say you're giving to somebody, 600 rand for the month, every month, and you make your intention that is 20 rand a day. Make intention to give something every day. You know why? When we go out in the morning, when we leave our homes in the morning, there are 2 angels. Now one angel comes down and he says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one that spends, replace it with more, ya Allah. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, the other angel says, oh Allah, and the one who holds onto their wealth, destroy their wealth for them. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Don't throw yourselves towards destruction by your own hands. Don't throw yourselves towards destruction. What does this ayah have to do with? Suicide? No. There's another verse for that. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't kill yourselves. This ayah has to do with being stingy and holding on to your wealth. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. Don't throw yourselves toward destruction with your own hands. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Instead, give with excellence. Allah loves those who give with excellence. إحسان. What is إحسان? أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. To give. Well, إحسان is to do any action. To do any action as if Allah, as if you can see Allah, says the Prophet ﷺ to us. What is ihsan? To worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, because we can't see Him, verily know that He sees you. Like Sayyida Aisha, a Siddiqatu bint Siddiq. Listen to this. She had many nicknames. A Siddiqatu bint Siddiq, Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the faithful. One of her nicknames was Umm al-Tib, the mother of the good fragrance. And not because she was wearing perfume, ma'adallah. It's not permissible for a woman to wear perfume that a strange man can smell that scent. For a husband, yes, 100%. So why was she called Umm al-Tib? Because she used to fragrance her pennies of charity. She used to take them and put them into musk. Take the pennies of charity. I'm just thinking, when the beggar knocks at the door. Achima Appelman. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to take her pennies of charity and put it into musk. Before she would put it into the hand of the poor person. And they asked her, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, lima tumassikina darahim as-sadaqa qabla an tad'iha fi yad al-miskin. Oh, mother of the faithful, why do you put your pennies of charity into musk before you put it into the hand of the poor person? So you know what she said? لِأَنَّنِي أَضَعَهَا فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَضَعَهَا فِي يَدِ الْمِسْكِينَ. She said, because I put it into the hand of Allah before I put it into the hand of the poor person. Meaning, she was giving that sadaqah with such ihsan as if she was giving it directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the poor person would make dua for her. Barakillah. Barakillah. May Allah bless you. Jazakillahu khayran. May Allah reward you. And she would say, Barakallahu fika. Wa jazakallahu khayran. And may Allah bless you and reward you. And the people say, but why are you making dua for that person? They're making dua for you because you gave them a charity. Very often we very quickly, when we give something, and then the person thanks us, Bhai Shukranaji, thank you very much. And then what do we say? Make dua. Make dua. Make dua for me. You know what Sayyidina Aisha used to do? She would, when they made dua, she would make the exact same dua for them. And then when they asked her, why do you do this? She said, حَتَّى تُقَابِلَ دَعْوَتِي دَعْوَتَهُ فَتَبْقَى الصَّدَقَةُ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ. She said, in order that my dua should equal their dua, and the charity should remain purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Don't throw yourselves towards destruction by your own hands, by holding on to your wealth, by being stingy. No, this doesn't belong to us. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعْلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. And spend out of that which Allah has made you trustees of. Allah's only placed it into our hands as an amana, as a trust. وَآتُوهُمْ مِمْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Give to them of Allah's money that which is given to you. Like the lady in Damascus, I know I've told the story before. The lady with a baby, you remember? And we used to walk past her by the maqam of Abi Darda, which is on the left-hand side of Suq al-Hamidiyah in Damascus. And when we used to walk past her, she'd literally grab us. She'd grab you. And she will say, أَعْتِينِ مِمْ مَالِ اللَّهِ أَعْتِينِ مِمْ مَالِ اللَّهِ أَعْتِينِ مِمْ مَالِ اللَّهِ. People thought she was crazy, but you know what? She was actually speaking the truth. She said, give to me of Allah's money. Give to me of Allah's money. You know, actually, it gets like quite eerie because you know Allah has put this person on the road for you. You know Allah has put this person here to test you. Give me of Allah's money. Sadaqat. She's spoken the truth. And because we believe that Allah will replace it and even with more and reward us and forgive us. Al-mar'u tahta dhilli sadaqatihi. You know, we're speaking about the seven types of people that will be in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. This is the one action, sadaqah, where there's a specific hadith for this protection. The Prophet said that a person will be under the shade. You know, the sun is going to come close to the earth. People are going to be drowning in their sweat. Al-mar'u tahta dhilli sadaqatihi. Hatta yufsala bayna nas. A person, yawm al-qiyamah, the Prophet said, a person will be like an umbrella. Like an umbrella. Sadaqah, he says, is a protection, like an umbrella on the day of yawm al-qiyamah. The person will be under their sadaqah, under the protection of their sadaqah, until people are divided up. Inshallah, hopefully, that person now will go with their broly, with their umbrella, to the muttaqeen, to be chauffeured to Jannat al-Na'im. We must spend, Jabhat al-Muslimin. We must spend. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. Don't tie your hand to your neck. وَلَا تَبُسُتُ كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And don't give everything away. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Because then you will end up blameworthy. Afwan. It first says, you will end up insolvent and blameworthy. Actually, no, maluman. Maluman is blameworthy. You'll end up blameworthy and insolvent. Why, so I suppose, because if a man gives all his wealth away, he's going to be blameworthy first by who? By the wife. Like a man in China who was a billionaire, he gave all his wealth away. And I think at his death, all of his wealth went to charity, and his wife and his children went hungry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't tie your hand to your neck, don't be stingy. لَا تَبَسُتُ كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And don't give everything away. Because you will end up blameworthy and you'll end up insolvent. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا لَمْ يَسْرُفُوا وَلَمْ يَسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those that, when they spend, they're not wasteful. They don't give everything away. At the same time, they are not stingy, but they find a path in between. Wallahi, we can always, every single one of us can give something. Don't wait for the rich just to give. Yes, they've got a bigger amana. They've got a bigger weight on their shoulders. That's why Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, be careful what you wish for. A person that wishes for a lot of paisa, khyal, mirang, bucks, wishes for a long court case in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَالُكْ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ Your money, where did you get it from and how did you spend it? So the more we have, the more we're going to be answerable for. But money is not the root to all evil. It is the love of money. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ says Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. The love of the dunya is at the head of all error. Because when we allow the dunya into our hearts, two things cannot be joined into the same heart. Ya Musa, ما أحبني من أحب الدنيا فإنه لا يسأو قلب واحد حبي وحبها أبدا. Oh Musa, he does not love me, he who loves the dunya, because the love of me and the love of the dunya cannot be joined together in the same heart. Keep the dunya in the pocket and under the pillow and on the matras mein uplang, whatever that might be, or in the bank, whatever the case might be, inshallah, not accumulating interest. But know that it is only there in order to be spent after we have seen to our needs and the needs of our dependents. We are not supposed to hold on to our wealth. And that's why our sisters, those who are home executives, those who are home executives, I must give the proper titles here, they love this hadith where the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفْضَلُ دِينَارٍ يُنْفِقُهُ الرَّجُلُ دِينَارٌ يُنْفِقُهُ عَلَى عَيَالِهِ The best coin that a man can spend is a coin that he spends on his dependents. And then on his relatives. He's still got more on the poor and the needy and the wayfarer, etc., etc., etc. But we are not supposed to hoard our wealth. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ As for those who hoard up their gold and their silver and don't spend it in the path of Allah, warn them of a painful torment. Give them the tidings of a painful torment. The day when they and their wealth will be thrown into the fire. And then it will be melted down and it will be cast into a branding rod. You know, like when they brand the cows. That will happen on the day of Qiyamah. In Jahannam. All that wealth will be cast into a branding rod. And then they will be branded on their foreheads and on their sides and on their backs. هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ This is what you hoarded up for yourselves on the dunya, so now taste what you hoarded up. Allah has only given it to us that we can look after ourselves, fulfill our needs, the needs of our dependents, and the rest we must spend in the path of Allah. دَعُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِصَدَقَةٍ Heal your sick with charity. As we heard, charity is a protection for us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Charity puts out sins, just like water puts out fire. And we can go on and on and on and on with the fada'il, with the virtues of giving sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of al-mutasaddiqeen wal-mutasaddiqat. Those that show and prove our belief that when we spend in the path of Allah, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yukhlifu. That Allah will replace it. Allah will multiply it. Allah will put barakah in it. And more importantly, it will save us. Even half a date. اتقوا النار ولو بشق التمرة. Shield yourselves from the fire, even if it is with half a date. May Allah make us of those who spend in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who spend, especially where it is needed. Look what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Our brothers and sisters, for how many years now, they've been living in refugee camps in places like Syria. Our Rohingya brothers and sisters who have also lost everything and are living in one place in Bangladesh on a little island in squalor and abject poverty and many other parts of the world. Let us prioritize that inshallah ta'ala we can give something. Sabaqa rubba dirhamin sabaqa alfa dirham. I end with this hadith. رُبَّ دِرْهَمٍ سَبَقَ أَلْفَ دِرْهَمٍ One dirham is worth more than 1,000 dirham. Sahaba says, how is that possible, O Messenger of Allah? He says, a man came, he only had 2 dirhams. He gave 1 dirham away and he kept 1 for himself and his family. And the other man had a treasure of dirham. He had lots of money, in other words. And he only gave a small amount, which was 1,000 dirham. That 1 dirham is worth more in the eyes of Allah than the 1,000 dirham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to give what we can, and let that sadaqah be a benefit for us on the dunya, and be a means of attaining his forgiveness and his jannah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.